Well, let's go to the Harbor One hotline, because joining us now is Patriots tight end Hunter Henry. And Hunter joins us not only on the Harbor One hotline, but he's brought to us by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Hunter Henry, good morning for Tight End Talk. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Hanging in there, trying to sort of dissect and figure out everything that kind of led to yesterday's loss. It felt like, Hunter, I don't want to go Biggie line and say that there was slow singing and flower bringing last night, but after last night's loss, it looked, everybody kind of looked down. I'm not going to say defeated, but down. What was the mood after last night through the eyes of Hunter Henry?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. You put a lot of work in. Fight your way back into the game. You know, give yourself an opportunity and, you know, come up short again. So, obviously, I mean, you're going to be down. You're going to be – I mean, I don't think anybody in that locker room is happy or, you know, feeling good about themselves. But at the same time, like, we learned a lot about ourselves, and we know we got to be better, and we got to just attack the week the right way.
So you said you guys are learning. You learned a lot about yourselves. What was that? What is that you guys learned? Because I feel like you guys are in the locker room a long time, as opposed to normally you guys come out and do those post game interviews. It seemed like there was a lot of talk going on in the locker room.
Yeah, you turn the ball over twice. You're playing a great offense. You're playing a great team. I mean, it's tough anytime in this league, man. And you turn the ball over like we did. You know, costly penalties, costly time-like things. You know, I felt like our defense stepped in crucial times, and we just didn't pick them back up offensively. You know, we kept fighting and everything. We just couldn't finish the deal. And, you know, we'll learn from that and just continue to keep going.
Hunter, you were right there for the play at the end of the game where Gesicki ends up making the catch, and then he laterals to Cole Strange. You were standing right there. Was there a part of you thinking, oh, sweet Jesus, we're back in Las Vegas once again? Was there any of that? Did any of that flash through your mind?
No, not at all.
Just walk us through the craziness of that play as it was going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of wild how it all went down. I think two guys just trying to make a play. And, you know, I mean, a tremendous effort, I would say, on both guys. You know, Cole especially just trying to do everything he can to get the first down and compete. You know, just game of inches and comes up and kind of short.
Yeah, crazy athleticism right there from Cole Strange. Hunter, I was just thinking about this. Like, you know, my first 3 years of my career, the first 3 years I started 0-2, and I remember, like, just how shocked I was and numb at the fact that here we are again, we were 0-2, and that was 3 years in a row. I'm just curious, like, how shocked are you right now that you guys are 0-2?
I mean, yeah, it's not how you want to start at all, and it's kind of a punch in the face, you know, a little bit. Like, you got to wake up. So, you know, the guys, I think everybody feels that, and then we got to go. You know, we've been close, but, you know, we're tired of being close. We need to be better and go out there and execute and attack the game to win. It stinks. None of those guys in the locker room want to be where we are right now, but, you know, the reality is that is where we are. And so what are we going to do about it? And I think we have a resilient bunch and a group that's going to be ready to go this week.
Hunter Henry with Gresh and Fourier here on Boston and New England Sports Original WEEI. Have you seen the replay yet of your touchdown, Hunter Henry?
I caught a little clip of it.
Okay, yeah, because TV kind of ripped it apart a little bit. Can you kind of walk us through that play? Chris Collinsworth almost made it seem like you committed the crime of the century there with, you know, engaging into the defender and then leaking out into the end zone. Just kind of walk us through that play where you ended up getting in the end zone on what turned out to be a really nice play and throw from Mac.
Yeah, well, it was actually, I was blocking because of the run. And it kind of, we just improvised and made a play in a moment. So, kind of how it all went down. But it just was just two players trying to make a play, I think.
So we're talking to Hunter Henry. And Hunter, what do you think the problem is with your guys' ability to run the football?
I think it's everybody. It's us, tight ends, O-line. I mean, we got to get a little bit more movement. And we got to open it, you know, give these backs opportunities to, you know, get to the second level, make guys miss. Get to the secondary. So we got to just take pride in it a little bit more. Get some movement. And really, I mean, I haven't really been able to dissect the film on it yet of last night, but, you know, it really.
Hunter, last thing, do you get the sense that this team is at the I can't takes no more? Is this group upset, aggravated? And will that sort of show up in the preparation this week? Just curious as to if the frustration pot is kind of boiling over onto the stove.
No, there's any boiling over or anything like that. I mean, we're not happy. No one's happy in that locker room where we're standing. I mean, that's a fact. But I don't think there's anything that's boiling over to a point that's going to make anything bad. I mean, we got a good group of guys. And, you know, I think we'll be excited to go this week and prepare for a good New York Jets team. So, you know, have a good opportunity ahead of us.
All right, Hunter, thanks for the time. We appreciate it. We'll catch you next week for Tight End Talk.
All right, guys.